Yo, what's good? This is Chan Man. This is The Breaks. Today is February 22nd. Happy Friday. I hope you all enjoy your weekend. It's about 8:57 a.m., so the markets haven't opened yet. I was looking at some articles basically saying that some of the stocks are going to make some of the biggest moves. AutoNation, Wayfair, Citigroup, and Ford, and Heinz Ketchup as well. Something about Heinz Ketchup will be slashing dividends. I invested way back when Warren Buffett was an advocate for him. I guess he was a board of directors or he was on there, but he left, so I left. Even they say one thing in investing, just follow the leader, you know. So that's just a few things going on. I just wanted to touch base with y'all, just let y'all know that I haven't left the anchor behind. I still have not gotten employed, so I can still do the anchor. A couple companies have decided to reach out to me, as I'm sure they've reached out to a bunch of people on Anchor and decided that, hey, we want to sponsor your podcast. And of course, as I let y'all know, this is just a conversation between me and my fellow buddies who want to go ahead and learn more about business and finance. I do feel like y'all, I've probably put out some trash recently. Things have just been busy. I do want to let y'all know that I'm not trying to make excuses, but as well, I'm running daddy daycare over here. Not to make any money, just to save money on my kids. Basically had to, you know, and I hate it. I still send them there occasionally just for the socialization and just for the structured environment and everything. As well as I love supporting the learning center that they go to. They're fantastic. They're always willing to work with me. When I was pulling the kids out, they were like, is there anything we can do, you know, to help you in your situation out? Could we, you know, maybe call corporate together and maybe, you know, and I was just like, man, I really wish. But this is bigger than that. I don't care what you get it down to. I'm not working right now. All right. So, and it's not just me. You know, I do have a partner, but, you know, if there's anything I can do right now, I'm not working. So let me just spend time with my own damn kids and let me watch my own damn kids right now. And just get all the, as much time, we always complaining about how we work too much and how we never get time to spend, time with our family and kids, our spouses. So I said, screw it. Let me just go ahead and spend some time, with my little ones and, you know, just hang out and get to know each other a little bit more. And I'm getting on their nerves. They getting on my nerves. We have fun. It's like frit and frat. You argue and then you come right back. So that's just basically what's been going on. Do want to let y'all know. Was recently reading an article. Please look it up. Do your research. There's a school in South Carolina, as well as this isn't the first school that's implemented some type of classroom economy program. Again, I was telling you at my last establishment, I was working on my classroom economy, basically just getting the finance program into schools. This can help out with so much with poverty in the United States of America, and then eventually, hopefully, it'll break out into other countries, and maybe we can eliminate poverty in America, and as well, and not saying that everybody's going to be LeBron James making $90 million deals at the age of 19, but just more so, if you go to work, you should be able to not only pay your bills, put a roof over your head, food in your belly, clothes on your children's backs, but also education. You should be able to enjoy the luxuries of a life. You should be able to have a good cigar. You should be able to have some good luxurious liquor or wine. You should not have to be busting your ass daily just to come home and live paycheck to paycheck. Part of that is, yes, the system is set up for us not to make any money. Secondly, the other part of that system is education and us not having education on what to do with finances. Okay, it's not as easy as it seems. Just get a paycheck, pay your bills. That's exactly the habit that people get into that sends them. Because what happens eventually, you buy something outside of your means, like a car or a house or something that you say, oh, don't worry about it. I'll find a better job eventually. We'll make more money. We'll get the house paid off, or we'll get the car paid off. You know, we'll get the student loans paid off. Let a kid go to college. I'll go to college. Never happens. Okay. Every time you pull money out of your savings account, what do you always tell yourself? I'm going to put it right back in 2 weeks. You get your paycheck in 2 weeks. What do? You don't put it back. Not everybody. Just saying a lot of people probably do that. So I'm excited that there's some school down there in South Carolina who's implementing a mandatory finance class for elementary students. Please read the article because I just want to make sure I'm saying this correctly. This is a beautiful thing. One thing that a lot of people may not understand, depending on where you're from. So, for example, if you're from somewhere like the DMV, where I'm at right now, you see so much positivity with all different cultures and races and genders and sexualities and however, whatever. There's so much. So it out here in the DMV, you may see more liberal. So you may have a background where you say, "Hey, what are you talking about? Black people don't get the opportunities that white people get." I see it all the time. Well, possibly you see it a little bit more in the DMV because when you go to work, you see black people at your job compared to when you were living in, I don't know, somewhere in the Midwest or maybe the South where you didn't see any black people, maybe one black guy or one black woman. You know what I'm saying? So your idea is a little bit more altered. But however, there's these other places in the United States of America where if you're born into poverty, let's say somewhere like Louisiana, you know, it's going to be very hard for you to come out of that poverty. If you're born in the lower middle class, you're probably going to die in the lower middle class. And please, I don't mean that in a hostile manner. I'm just saying that the way things sometimes look, and it's a sad thing, and it also comes down to, as well as education again, as well as budgeting and all these other things. Yes, is there a system implemented? I'm pretty sure. I'm being a little bit of a conspiracy theorist right now. I'm pretty sure. Okay, so I just want to touch base with y'all. Look up at that school. It's fantastic. Implement something in your own homes. Implement something. Try to go up to the school. Speak with the principal about My Classroom Economy. Look it up online. Tell them that maybe they should look into this. This isn't just so that you and me can get our finances together. This is so that we can attack a problem like poverty. Not saying that everybody's going to be LeBron James again at the age of 19, but to be able to go to work, you know, doesn't matter. Okay, it does matter if you're making $8, $10, $15, $17 an hour or more. Okay, it's more about taking advantage of the hand you've been dealt. Okay, there's going to be a bunch of people out there who come over from other countries, come to this country with nothing but the clothes on their back and will take an $8 an hour job, okay, and turn that into $100, $200, $300,000. Okay, which that may not sound like a lot, but $200,000 is a lot of money. Sometimes it takes people 30 years to save up $200,000. Sometimes people get it in an advance on a paycheck to start their you know career, or maybe they get a loan from a bank. So just want to touch base with y'all. Just know that I still love y'all. I see that on the last couple episodes, I only got like two viewers each, which is no problem. One of them was probably me. I may not even have listened to the episode. I don't know yet. Or the conversation again. But just want to touch base with y'all. God bless. Hope y'all do well this weekend. Hope y'all do well in the market. Hope y'all got your taxes. I mean, we're coming down crunch time. I haven't even finished my taxes yet. I need to call my other company and ask them because I haven't got my W-2 from them yet. It possibly got sent to my other address. But I gotta figure out a way to get it online or something. But that's about it. God bless y'all. You know what I'm saying? All right, real quick before I go. So let's say that you want to incorporate something financial with your kids. Let's just say in the house. Okay. So let's say, for example, this is one thing that you could incorporate. That could be wrong, but it may work. So let's say somebody wants to get their own room. Okay, you have three kids, one and all three of them are in their you know, sharing a bedroom. So one of them wants to get their own room. I want my own room. I want this room. Maybe somebody wants the biggest room. You know, I'm the older sibling, I'm the middle sibling, I'm the youngest sibling. I need that biggest room. Put some real estate on that room. Okay. So you want your own room? Okay, it's gonna cost real estate. Okay. You want the biggest room? It's gonna cost real estate. How can I get that biggest room? Okay. Well, here are these tasks. Okay. So cleaning the kitchen pays 20 cents. Cleaning the family room pays 30 cents. Cleaning the basement pays a dollar. Okay. The room costs 80 cents a month or a dollar a month or $2 a month, however you want to do it. So now it's fair game. Doesn't matter if you're the oldest, Doesn't matter if you're the middle child, doesn't matter if you're the youngest. Okay, it's all fair game. Because the oldest may say, well, I don't need the biggest room. I can take the smallest room, pay this much, do as many of the chores, you know, and just save up that money. You know, it's all fair game now. You know, maybe one of them says, well, I'm willing to pay this much for the biggest room. So it just throws in there a little bit of economy with your kids and to have fun and also minimize the beef. You know, all the only reason why you got that room is because of affirmative action. You know, the biggest and the oldest gets the, you know, whatever it is. You know, I'm messing around, but, you know, whatever it is. Shout out to Zion. I hope your knee gets better. You know, that's such a shame that had to happen. Shout out to the Tar Heels. Good win. And y'all going to do it again in March. Anything else? I hope the young boys are doing well out there. Hope, you know, you guys are staying away from jails. I hope you're staying away from so much, you know, all that confrontation and everything. Try to not comment on all that bullshit going on, all that dumb shit. Just try to comment on what I think I know, you know. So thank you so much for stopping by. To anybody and everybody who decided to kick it with your man Chan Man on this beautiful Friday, y'all take it easy. This is Chan Man. This is The Breaks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.